Hare Krishna. Bhakti is not just about lifting our eyes, it is about lifting our heart. Lifting our eyes means looking up, not letting our eyes be consumed with the world's promises for pleasure or the world's worries about danger, but raising our eyes above to the Supreme who exists beyond this world and connecting with Him. So lifting our eyes happens mostly for us when the world does not provide us what we want, or the world threatens what we have, and we feel that we are not powerful enough to deal with the situation, and therefore we seek help of a power higher than our own for connecting with for seeking help. And that's when we lift our eyes, and this is good. The Bhagavad Gita in 7.16 appreciates such people. It says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jigyasur artharthi jnani cha bharatarshabha. Chaturvidha, four categories of people, bhajante mam. They start approaching me, they start worshipping me, they start raising their eyes towards me. Bhajante mam. Janaha Sukritina Arjuna, these people are Sukritina. They are pious, they are doers of good deeds, Krishna says. He appreciates them. Arto Jigyasur Artharthi. Arto are those who are distressed. Jigyasu are inquisitive. Artharthi are those who seek wealth. And the last is Jnani, knowledgeable. But for us, these two categories, Arto and Artharthi, those who are distressed and those who are seekers of wealth, they raise their eyes above towards God to help achieve their particular purposes, and this is good. But the problem is that once their distress is removed or once their financial need is fulfilled, then they no longer feel the need for God. And sometimes if their particular distress is not removed or their need is not fulfilled, then they may even think that God doesn't exist. So such devotion, such lifting of the eyes above, that is not sustainable. Because there is no lifting up of the heart. It is good, but if we want the full fulfillment that bhakti can offer, the full steady state of security and satisfaction that can come from a lasting connection with Krishna, then we need to not just occasionally lift our eyes beyond the world, but we need to lift our heart beyond this world. That means rather than letting our heart be captivated by the things of this world, we need to direct our hearts to Krishna and make that heart devoted to Krishna. So Krishna talks about this progression from unsteady devotion towards steady devotion from 7.16 to 7.19. And in 7.19 he states, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevah sarvamiti samahatma sadurlabhaha. Bahunam janmanam ante, after many lifetimes, jnanavan mam prapadyate, the wise surrender to me, the knowledgeable, they wholeheartedly give themselves to me. Vasudeva sarvamiti, they understand that Vasudeva, Krishna, is everything. Sarvam means he is the embodiment and fulfillment of all that our heart desires. Whatever is attractive in this world, its attractiveness reflects just a spark of Krishna's splendor. So when we understand that whatever happiness we are seeking for in this world, all that and more we will get when we become devoted to Krishna. This understanding inspires us to direct our heart towards Krishna, and that redirection of the heart brings life's supreme fulfillment. So bhakti begins when we raise our eyes beyond this world to Krishna, but bhakti stabilizes and eternalizes, that means it becomes eternal, when we lift our heart beyond this world to Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.